An aviation ministry helps tackle the Ebola outbreak in Africa. Bible translators are hoping to have a special translation project wrapped up soon, and a new academic year for training church leaders in Ukraine is underway. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The World Health Organization confirms an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Measures are being taken to contain the spread of the deadly virus. Mission Aviation Fellowship's John Boyd says their Congo team is working with medical officials to estimate the scope of the epidemic.
The thought at the moment is there are many, many more in the remote villages that are not making it to the hospital or a clinic and are simply dying in these remote villages. So at the end of this week, we should have a better idea of the size and scope of it and how we need to mobilize more resources.
Boyd says this isn't a traditional means of evangelism, but
that's where it dovetails very closely with who we are as a Christian ministry. We're prepared to go into this very intense area. The ministry side of it is simply being there to help the least of these, and then giving the opportunity to share the gospel when that arises.
Meanwhile, increasing attacks on Christians in India aren't stopping ministries from growing there. Orphan Outreach has just started a group home near Mumbai and a Christian school just outside of Delhi. The organization's president, Mike Duras, says their focus is on orphans and HIV.
Pune is one of those cities that right now their infection rate is almost 2%, which anything above 1% is being an epidemic. And it's quickly growing there. Currently in India, there's 35 million children that are classified as orphans in one country. Many of these children are being orphaned because of AIDS.
According to Duras, Christian education is a great tool for outreach, even in the Hindu communities.
The Christian schools that are actually being formed there are actually being accepted by a lot of the Hindus because of the quality of education. So it has become a great conduit in order to spread the gospel.
Duras says the group home needs a Western church partner to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Wycliffe Bible Translation team working with the Ahanta in Ghana has just finished the New Testament consultant checks and the Jesus film dubbing. The team is hoping the manuscript will be ready for typesetting within the next couple of months. There are roughly 140,000 Ahanta speakers. Pray those who see the Jesus film will respond in faith and obedience. Pray too for a God-honoring dedication celebration in 2008. Next, in Kitale, Kenya, 15 children are learning about real family life. Buckner Child and Family Services has 15 orphans in their new foster program there. Shoes for Orphan Souls went there recently, and Susan Williams says many kids got their very first pair of shoes.
We began by just fitting the kids who are in our foster care program because they are the first kids that we have a responsibility to. But after we had fit all of them, all the shoes that we brought to Kitale, we gave all of them out.
It strengthened the testimony of Buckner's work there.
One foster parent in Kitale said, "God has done more than we can imagine here." And I thought that that was a really, really good sign to say that they really have a lot more faith in Buckner now that they've really seen people come in and be the hands and feet of Jesus.
The kids were also invited to a mini VBS where they heard Bible stories. Buckner wants to continue placing orphans in foster homes, so Williams asks you to pray for wisdom for those working on the pending cases. And Send International is asking people to pray for Kiev Theological Seminary's new modular and resident groups. Through KTS, Send wants to help train and prepare Ukrainians for missionary service. The school starts with new classes every 4 years. Pray for students to grow in knowledge and humility as they study at KTS. Pray, too, that students will have opportunities to share the Lord in the routine of daily contacts. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.